KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 56 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of scattered showers, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In the latest area news, both lanes of Interstate 80 westbound were blocked for at least a half an hour early this morning as fire crews from Walnut and Marney worked to extinguish a semi-tractor trailer that was engulfed in flames. Marney Fire was called to assist Walnut Fire on I-80 westbound at mile marker 48 at around 1:25 a.m. Deputies from Cass and Pottawatomie counties helped to block the entrance and exit ramp and reroute traffic westbound from at the Marney exit 51 and back to the west and north to the interstate. There were no reports of any injuries and currently no other details available. The Iowa Transportation Commission reports the public input meeting will be held in Council Bluffs at the Mid-America Center, One Arena Way, on Tuesday, July 9th, to hear about transportation matters from representatives of local government, interest groups, and individuals. Items that may be discussed during the meeting include the Iowa Transportation Improvement Program, transportation policies, and highway, aviation, rail, river, bicycle, pedestrian, and public transit issues. A brief business meeting will begin at 8 a.m. on that day, followed by the public meeting. A detailed agenda will be posted prior to the meeting. You can find the link to that under the same story on our news page. And for more information concerning the meeting or to obtain a scheduled time on the agenda, you can contact the Iowa DOT's Office of Program Management in Ames at 515-239-1288. On Monday, July the 8th, the commissioners will meet informally and tour transportation projects in western Iowa, but no action will be taken on transportation-related matters during that tour. The Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved more than $8.2 million in funding for 69 new rural and urban public transit vehicles for 18 different public transit systems. The new vehicles will replace vehicles that are past their useful life. The funds are granted through the Federal Transit Administration's Bus and Bus Facilities Formula Program, as well as the Federal Highway Administration's Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Program. In Creston Region 14, the program provides for a minivan with a video surveillance system. Officials of the DNR report the water level of Meadow Lake near Greenfield in Adair County will be lowered 3 feet beginning June 14th to improve the size of bluegills in the lake. The water will be released slowly over the next 2 weeks to avoid any downstream impacts. A water level drawdown is a common fisheries management technique used to improve the size of panfish. Meadow Lake has an abundance of 6-inch bluegills that lack the quality that anglers are looking for. Brian Hayes, fisheries management biologist, said crowding the fish into a smaller area makes them more susceptible to predation by largemouth bass and reduces the number of small bluegills. The reduced number will have improved growth in the coming year, he said. And a drawdown in 2016 had the same effect, and they had good bluegill fishing in the following years of 2017 and 2018. The drawdown is expected to have minimal impact, or rather effect, on public access to Meadow Lake. The boat ramp will still be usable, and the lake will remain open during the drawdown, and Meadow Lake will be allowed to refill beginning in September. Meadow Lake is a 34-acre lake in the middle of the 317-acre Meadow Lake Fish and Wildlife Area, located in the north-central part of Adair County. It has a maximum depth of 20 feet and an average depth of 7.3 feet. Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday approved the purchase of 3 Homebase Iowa signs at a cost of $70 each. CADCO's Jennifer Rosner McIntaffer said HBI has allowed 6 signs around the county and funds have been raised for 3 of those signs.
CADCO's on a pretty tight budget right now and I could really use that $210 for the other 3 signs.
What were the locations that you have in mind?
I have one on both sides of the interstate coming in. Both north and south, 71, one coming into Griswold and one coming into Messina.
In other business, the board approved a permit for the Ellison family's fireworks display in the unincorporated area of the county off of Yankton Road. That private event will be held July 6th and handled by a professional fireworks operator. The board heard from Cass County Conservation Director Micah Lee and Conservation Board Member Judy Kennedy with regard to resurfacing the roads at Cold Springs State Park near Lewis because of the amount of wear and tear they've sustained over the winter.
And just like everywhere else, this winter was extremely hard on. And I have no idea the last time anything was ever done to those roads. I've been here since 2018. We haven't done anything to them. This winter, they did them in. They're in dire need of being fixed.
Micah mentioned the county is apparently conducting road resurfacing on the Lewis to Highway 48 road, and that it might be a good time to tie in with whichever contractor wins the bid to have them handle the park roads as well, because using REAP funds, he said, to resurface the roads would deplete that fund. and they have received a quote of around $114,000. The board suggested that Lee contact County Engineer Charles Bechtel to find out what can and cannot be done and the details of the road project planned for outside the park. In our funeral announcements, Gerald Wilson, age 82 of Oakland, died May 31st. Funeral services for Gerald Wilson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Raymond Christensen, age 85 of Grimes and formerly of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Raymond Christensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Michael Laverty, age 71 of rural Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mike Laverty will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Reconvene Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Evelyn Rader, age 86 of Fontenelle, died April 24th. A celebration of life for Evelyn Rader will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Bill Jarray, age 79 of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Bill Jarray will be held Friday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Luann Gipple, age 59 of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. A celebration of life for Luann Gipple will be Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Patricia Cunningham Dreger, age 93 of the San Francisco area and formerly of Greenfield, died May 31st. Funeral services for Patricia Dreger will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Cheryl Campbell, age 77 of Irwin, died June 6th in Council Bluffs. A visitation for Cheryl Campbell will be Saturday from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Eugene Pat Thompson, age 97, of Greenfield, died January 12th. Graveside services for Pat Thompson will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery with full military graveside rites. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Mark O.B. Wilds, age 63, of Shelby, died Monday. A memorial service for Mark O.B. Wilds will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Albert Leon Daggett, Sr., age 69, of Linden, died Saturday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Albert Leon Daggett, Sr. will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the West Lynn Cemetery in rural Linden. Twig Funeral Home of Benora has arrangements. Richard Dalby, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Friday. Memorial services for Richard Dalby will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Jack Boyk, age 86 of Messina, died Sunday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare. Funeral services for Jack Boyk will be at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.